The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hi, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of The News Show. It's the 14th of November, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Now, even though we didn't have a show yesterday, those rumors were running wild with Apple. You know, kind of like they always do. Most of them come to pass, but this one turned out to be true. Yes, because unveiled today is Apple's 16-inch MacBook Pro. And the first thing you'll love hearing about the thing, that butterfly keyboard, it's not on here. Other nice things we're going to be seeing on the new 16-inch MacBook Pro, a better cooling system, which, according to Apple, will give about 28% increase in airflow. They also made the heatsink about 35% larger, too. As far as the processing power goes, it's got an 8-core processor with up to 5.0 gigahertz speeds. You can also expand the RAM on this thing way up to 64 gigabytes. And if you think you need the space, well, you can cram an 8-terabyte SSD in there too. Of course, if you want all of those bells and whistles, that's going to set you back over $6,000. The base model, however, starting out around $2,400. Another launch that has taken place is Disney Plus. And we figured out what that plus is for. It's plus bugs. Yep, even though Disney Plus is out and a go, not for a lot of people it isn't. Many people, particularly if you're on a Roku, it didn't work. If you wanted to try downloads on a Samsung Smart TV, it didn't work. Oh, so you wanted to download to an Xbox? It just loads it, but it won't play anything.
Oh, shucks.
Now, of course, Disney, they're aware of what's going on. They even said so via a Twitter statement, admitting that the launch exceeded their highest expectations. Yeah, right. And they were working quickly to resolve any current issues. Now, granted, not everybody's having problems. In fact, we know about people that have been binge-watching their favorite Disney shows. And besides, at the end of the day, I'm sure Disney has enough money in the bank to fix all these problems. I mean, come on, we're talking about the people that bought Star Wars. Well, Libra from Facebook may not be taking off quite yet, but that doesn't mean they don't want your money. So for that, they've introduced Facebook Pay. Yes, it's a new payment system, and it's spread around all of their properties, including WhatsApp, Instagram, and of course, Facebook. What is Facebook Pay? Well, it lets you send money to your friends. You can even shop for goods and donate to those fundraisers also. Now, I'm sure sometime in the future, whenever Libra finally comes out of its shell, Facebook will want to integrate that into this. Though they're pretty mum about Libra right now. As far as Facebook Pay goes, it's going to be launching in the U.S. first sometime this week and will be on Messenger and Facebook to start with. Facebook actually said over time they plan to bring Facebook Pay to more people and places, though they didn't really elaborate much beyond that. Facebook's final statement was, "We'll continue to develop Facebook Pay and look for ways to make it even more valuable for our people on our apps." But we got to spy on you first before we can do that. I'll elaborate on that in our next story. Finally, yes, I got to elaborate now. Yes, Facebook and iOS people out there, it might be looking at you. Believe this or not, Facebook's iOS app apparently was activating your camera in the background, and you didn't even know it. So if we didn't know about it, how did one find out about it? Well, apparently there is a little quirk with your phone. Apparently it will briefly appear behind a video when you flip the phone from portrait to landscape. Then when you flipped it back, the app opened directly to the Stories camera. Aha! Want to see it for yourself? There's plenty of videos over there on YouTube showing how it's done. Now, the bigger question, they gonna fix this? Well, according to Facebook, it's submitting a fix to address these issues to Apple starting today. In the meantime, if you're paranoid, probably as you should be, you know it is Facebook, find yourself some electrical tape and have at it with your cameras. If you got yourself a story and no one else is listening, well, we would love to listen to you. Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is powered by those lovely people over at TSO Host. Fantastic people over there. If you're looking for great, reliable web hosting, excellent customer service too, give them a try today at tsohost.com. Check us out on Facebook too. That is if you still are using it and trust it, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And come join our community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.